BMore's92Q.com, home of Ricky Smiley and Nonstop Jams. Kiki Brown holding it down with the man of the city. And I want to say I'm very honored to have you here with me today. Baltimore City Police Commissioner Anthony Batts.
Thank you so very much, Kiki, and thank you for having me here.
Thank you for actually wanting to talk to the 92Q staff and our community how we need to focus on having a safer summer.
Absolutely. And I think it's good to give me the opportunity. Our message doesn't always get out as we try to get it through the media. So it's very good to come on the radio, talk to people, listen to people, know what's going on.
Yeah. So how do you plan to keep our streets safe?
We're putting together and have put together is five goals that I focus on. And I've put part of my staff in charge of these goals. And there's a couple things that we're doing. The most important thing is that I want to connect with the community. Our focus is on five pillars. Number one is our focus is on gangs and guns and people who are out there killing, robbing, and shooting and hurting others that are in the community. Our second pillar is community engagement. To a greater extent than this organization ever has, we need to get involved in the community. Mm-hmm. I think in some of the parts of the community, we're seen as an occupying army. There's a visceral hatred of our organization in some places, and that has to change, and we have to change how we do policing in the city as a whole. I don't have any tolerance for people who take lives, who kill or hurt and harm, but also expect out of a police organization respect for the community and how we do, and we do it in a professional way. Our third pillar is actionable, timely intelligence, which means for us getting information and data through the organization faster, better, quicker, and with better technology, which is our fourth pillar, which is improving technology. And unfortunately, inside our organization, we're dealing with antiquated technology. We have things like Lotus Notes, which is like 1970s technology, 1980s, that is collecting our data and our information. So within the next year, theoretically, we should be coming online with better technology, more technology. We don't have computers in our police cars today. And so within the next 12 months with grant funds, we're going to give every officer in the field tablets where we can put data information. We could do it quicker, faster. Our last pillar, I think, and in many ways, the cornerstone and most important pillar is ethics, integrity, and accountability. You know, we've had a number of scandals and things that we can't turn our head around in this organization. And I tell the officers clearly, I have no tolerance for corrupt cops, none, zero. And I'm very serious about that. I've brought a gentleman in with me from the West Coast who our focus is to root that out within this organization. And whether we have to hold people to a higher standard or if those who are bad to send them away and put them in handcuffs if necessary, I have no tolerance for that. And as we become an ethical professional organization, that is our fifth pillar that we will build upon.